E.F. Holloway testimony. Reading time, 2 minutes 340 words. The article below is just a piece of the printed testimony of E.F. Holloway from the Atlanta Constitution. Unfortunately, most of the beginning part of this article is missing from our archives. Atlanta Constitution, August 1, 1913. Who was the next man? Mr. Darley. Who was the next man or woman? Maddie Smith. Did you turn the building over to Newt Lee? Yes. How many Negroes worked in the building? 7 or 8. Always sweeping. Did you ever hear of a man named Stanford who had a mania for sweeping out and couldn't stop until he had swept the whole floor? Yes. He did it frequently. Do you remember seeing Mrs. Arthur White at the plant on the morning you left? Yes. Do you remember Miss Hall coming in? Yes. What was she doing? Writing on the typewriter. Remember Frank coming back from Montag's? Yes. Do you use these wrapping cords in any other part of the building beside the third floor? Yes, everywhere. Don't some of them get into the trash? Every day. Did not see Fagin. Did you see Mary Fagin that Saturday? No. Did you see Montine Stover? No. Was Jim Conley familiar with the metal room? Sure he was, with every part of the factory. The solicitor took the witness. Where were Denim and White working on the third floor? 30 feet from the elevator. What kind of lock was on the door where the blood was said to have been? Common lock. Why are these wrapping cords used on the second floor? To wrap up pencils. Whoever tied up pencils on the second floor? Nobody. Attorney Arnold began interrogating. Forgot to tell Dorsey. You forgot to tell Mr. Dorsey of sawing planks for Denim and White, and upon recollecting it, remembered about leaving the switch unlocked? Yes. The elevator makes a lot of noise? It surely does. Further questions were asked by Mr. Dorsey. Does the elevator or motor make the most noise? Motor. Upon removing Holloway from the stand, Judge Roan adjourned Thursday's session.